Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
What is this?
I'm young. I'm handsome. I'm fast. I'm pretty. And can't possibly be beat.
Wednesdays with M, the Queen, the Queen, the Queen, the Queen.
What's up, world? It's your girl, M, the Queen, also your Carolina Peach, joining you on another Emphatic Wednesday with your one and only host, me, M, the Queen. Yes, you just heard one of my songs, actually my boy Aunt Peso featuring me, M, the Queen, of Afro Pop, Living a Life, which is one of my theme songs because I want to live a certain type of life, so you know what it is. But for the next 2 hours, you're just going to join me as I, you know, talk about topics, talk about things that's going on in the world, and, you know, play underground unsigned music. That's what we do here at Lawless Radio. We play underground music, unsigned artists, and we support our local come-up. As we tell you every week, that's what we do. Yo, it is just a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's Wednesday. It's no longer hump day. It used to be Grit Grind Wednesday, but now it's Emphatic Wednesdays, and just know that. Yo, I'm just so happy once again to just let you know that, you know, this is my fourth show by myself. You know, it used to be me and the chairman. I was co-host of the Grit Grind show, which I dubbed Grit Grind Wednesday, but now it's Emphatic Wednesday. You all that don't know, Grit Grind Wednesday actually has changed or moved to Friday. So if he wants to call it Grit Grind Friday, that's what it is. But now it's all me, y'all. So, you know, just definitely show your support, and I'm definitely going to show my support to you unsigned underground artists and the people that, you know, show me love. You know, that's what it's all about. Like I said, for the next 2 hours, you know, we're just going to talk about a lot of things I want to cover and, you know, some news I want to share that comes from Lawless Entertainment. And tonight I want to talk about music. You know, next issue of Lawless Entertainment magazine, we're going to talk about music. And yours truly, me, M, the Queen. I will be writing an article dealing with what's called Music Fever. And it's basically, you know, I'm reaching out to different artists, you know, and they're going to tell me what made them fall in love with music. And also, you know, if they will, you know, tell me what artists that made you fall in love with music. I know for me, I can honestly tell you, I don't know what made me fall in love with music. I can tell you when, maybe 2 years old, you know, before my parents became Christians. They became Christians when I was 4 years old, but in our household, we listened to all types of music, from my mother listening to Loretta Lynn, her favorite artist of all time, Candy Staton, who went from, you know, singing and joining Bobby Womack, who is one of the reasons why I write music to this very day. Rest in peace, who just passed away just last week. Rest in peace to Bobby Womack. God knows he's going to be missed, because I miss that beautiful sound. I miss his poetry. I miss his words. I miss that raspy soul voice. So, you know, it's definitely a voice that's silent for now, but you can listen to him on the radio anytime. But definitely, you know, I listen to different types of music. Honestly, I mean, you just wouldn't believe. I mean, like I said, from Loretta Lynn to Candy Staton to, Dolly Parton to, my goodness, my father listening to James Brown, The Temptations. And my mother, you know, she had this thing for country music and also I call it river music. You know, like Fleetwood Mac and, you know, different artists like that and different groups like that. And I tell you, me being so young, and, you know, I picked up on this music and just developed a love for it. And I know she used to ask me all the time, you know, way before she passed in 2010, Ladybug, that's my nickname, y'all. Y'all, that's one thing you didn't know about the Queen. That's my nickname. It's Ladybug. My daddy named me that when I was a year old. And, yeah, so I'm Ladybug as opposed to also the Queen and also M and also Mary and anything else you want to call me. It's all good. But definitely, you know, we just had a variety of music, and she used to ask me all the time, like, you being so little when this music came out and so young, how do you remember this music? And I'm like, you know, it's simple. It's really, it's not as complex as people would make it out to be, but it's simple. You know, when a children are very impressionable, when they listen to things, it kind of gets embedded in their head. They develop either a love for it or a like for it. Just like something traumatic happening to them, it's going to stick with them for the rest of their life. You know, so that's just what it is. Just like you look at children, they pick up dances so quick. All they have to do is just study you for a few minutes, next thing you know, when the room is quiet, when nobody's got their mind on nothing, that child is doing something that's really going to amaze you. So that is really, I guess I'm going to say 2 years old is when I start loving music. That's when I knew that, you know, I guess probably about a couple years later is when I knew I could sing, you know. Like I said, listening to, you know, the Loretta Lynn, Candy Staton, I've always loved Candy Staton's voice. And Selena Johnson is an artist who's out now, who's been out for probably about 10 years, a little bit more, whose voice reminds me of Candy Staton. She is one of my favorite artists and one of my favorite singers. Shout out to Selena Johnson and all the rest of the R&B divas of Atlanta, no doubt. But she has one of those voices that's so contemporary that, you know, she has an old soul, that she was trained by the best, you know, and someone that's been in the business for a long time, which was her father, Syl Johnson, you know, who's also a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee. So definitely shout out to him as well. But, yeah, I mean, I listen to James Brown. I listen to, well, I guess for lack of, you know, better term, snuck around and listen to, you know, the likes of Millie Jackson, you know. I know there's a lot of people out there and a lot of young folks around my age, a little older and a little younger. You knew you could not listen to no Millie Jackson, and you know why. You know, she, you know, was no holds barred when it came to her music and when it came to her lyrics. You know, she said whatever, and I somewhat mimicked my music somewhat after her. You know, with the, you know, I don't hold back. I don't hold back in the things I say on a daily basis. Yeah, I got a filter. You know, I know when the I'm hold and when to fold. But you know, when it comes down to it, I believe in you know freedom of speech. You know, politically, but also freedom of being you. You know, being free and saying what you want to say. You know, I listened to Denise Williams growing up. Lord knows, you know, she used to always remind me of Candy Staten by looks and somewhat by sound. And you know, like I said, Bobby Womack. You know, listening to across 110th Street. I'm sorry, Woman's Gotta Have It, which is one of my favorite songs. And let me just tell you. Those, it's music like that. And listening to Fleetwood Mac, You Can Go Your Own Way. Also, even before, you know, Tell Me Lies and Big Love, you know, Fleetwood Mac had, when I tell you they had a string of hits. We tell me You Can Go Your Own Way. Rhiannon, Gypsy, let me see. Good Lord, I can go on and on, because I have their greatest hits. Y'all know, anyone that knows M the Queen knows that Fleetwood Mac is my all-time favorite group, and definitely, my girl Stevie Nicks. Y'all don't see me doing this, but I'm definitely bowing down to her right now. She's not in my presence, but that is my all-time favorite singer. I love her bewitching style, and I love her sound. My God, I mean, I just love the way she sings. That honesty in her voice, and that shakiness, and that, you know, you just can hear, you know, a lot of things and a lot of emotions in her voice, and I love it. And I mean, I can even just take you even down to the Eagles. I love the Eagles. I love Don Henley's voice. You know, we listened to Casey and the Sunshine Band growing up. Lucinda Williams, who else? Tammy Wynette. I listened to a lot of stuff, you know. That's why I have such a variety of music that I love. You just would be surprised the kind of stuff that I love. I love Nina Simone. You know, one of my favorite Nina Simone songs is Trouble Man, and I talked to my engineer, Divine. Shout out to Divine, Kari Cummings. You know, he's a hell of a engineer. And we talked about this about a couple of months ago about redoing that song, and it shocked me to know that he knew it. And that's how you know a person really loves music and really is into music, when they can sit back and when you can you know, tell them, you know, mention the song to them, and they know exactly what it is. That's crazy. I mean, that's crazy to me. And you know, my love just didn't start, you know, it started there, but, I mean, it really developed over the years, you know, listening to people like, let me just tell you, y'all, I fell in love with Madonna, you know, way before she became who she is, way before she became Material Girl. When I first heard Borderline on, the first time I heard that song is I was at my aunt's house, my dad's sister's house. She was the first one that I knew that had cable. You know, they always had a little bit more than everyone else, you know. We would sit back, and my cousins and I would look at MTV, and I actually saw this beautiful woman, you know, this beautiful girl. I'm like, who is this girl? Like, she has the most beautiful eyes, and I just love this song. It's a great song, you know. Borderline, you know, I got to sing. It feels like I'm going to lose my mind. You just keep on pushing my love over the borderline. And the one thing I liked about Madonna too is that a lot of her background singers were black singers, And it's just, you know, she just amazed me, you know, to be, you know, this young white girl that had background singers that you didn't see in the videos, but you knew, you know. So I fell in love with her, you know, with that song and, you know, Holiday and, you know, and then after that, Lucky Star, you know, and that's when the hits started coming. They started coming. After that was, you know, of course, oh, my God, Like a Virgin, Like a Virgin. That's what I knew right then and there. I knew she was going to be around for a minute. I just didn't know what she was going to do. Honestly didn't. I knew it was her and Cyndi Lauper kind of, you know, being different and kind of, you know, like, I kind of compare the two, but although I love Cyndi Lauper had the better voice, I just loved Madonna. And when she came out with Like a Virgin, my mother hated that song. She didn't want us to hear it. She didn't want us to listen to it. But any chance I got to listen to the radio, if that song came on, I mean, I was dancing around my room. And then the first, I think, I want to say this was the first annual MTV Awards where she actually performed the song, where she had on the white, you know, wedding dress, and she was rolling around on stage, and you could look in her eyes and see that she was high. And I loved every minute of it. I couldn't have been no more than, what, 10 years old. But let me just tell you, I loved every minute of it. And let me just tell you, I mean, it is certain things about music. It's certain elements about an artist that make me love their music. And I knew she just had this oomph about her. She just had this differentness about her that really, really made me love her. And switching to one of my next love, my you know, another love that I have is Sade. Let me just tell you. It seemed like Sade just came out of nowhere. That's the way it seemed to me. She just came out of nowhere. I remember my parents, you know, my mom, she was, you know, I was raised in a very, very strict Christian, you know, not just only Christian, but Pentecostal holiness home, where my mother pretty much wore the pants for the most part when it came to the discipline and making the decisions of the household. You know, my dad was the worker and she was the decision maker. And, you know, she stopped us from watching, Star Search. We had to sneak and watch Soul Train on Saturday mornings because my mother said, you know, by that time my parents are Christians, and she, anything, you know, that was not godly to her was of the devil. So we definitely had to sneak around and do certain things, and Soul Train and Star Search, she stopped us from watching that because, you know, our pastor wife said it, you know, it was not a godly show. And for whatever reason, though, she still let us watch American Bandstand, and she let us watch Casey Kasem's Countdown every Saturday night. You know, I believe it came on before wrestling came on. And let me just tell you, I just remember watching Casey Kasem Countdown, and she just, I mean, this beautiful woman that had an accent, that had this different sound, just came out of nowhere with the smooth operator. I'm telling you guys, I fell purely in love with her, not just her sound, just her look. She was beautiful, and she still is. I mean, I think I want to say Sade has to be 56 years old, and my God, she is still beautiful. And when I heard Smooth Operator, you know, Diamond Eye, Love Us All. And the thing is, she didn't have a whole lot of bravado in her voice. She just had a pureness. You know, she had an accent, you know. I mean, because at first I thought maybe she just really couldn't sing that well, but I loved her music. But my mom explained to me, well, she's singing with an accent, so you have to understand, you know, she sounds a little bit different from most. And I understood that, but the song itself just made me love it. And then the video, you know, with her in the bed with the white man, and then, you know, she went from having her hair all back in a ponytail to, you know, getting out of bed with, you know, showing her real hair. I'm like, wow, and she's still beautiful. So, I mean, you know, that just made me fall in love with her right then and there. And let me just say, you know, Sade, shout out to Sade, my God. Every time, I know she takes periods, long periods of time before she makes another album, but let me just tell you, usually when I know she's going to make a new album, I can't wait because I know it's going to be something incredible. I mean, those are the people, you know, that I look up to. You know, I look up to, you know, the likes of Lisa Stanfield, you know, who came in the, well, 90s. She came 1990 with, you know, Been Around the World. Been around the world and I can't find my baby. Don't know her. I forgot the words, but anyway, you know what I'm talking about. Don't know why, don't know where, and don't know why. Lisa Stanfield, that was my girl. And then she had her second single, Affection. Affection, that's the way of life, direction. I just, I'm like, this girl is from Britain. She's from England, and she has such a soulful voice. I mean, I didn't even know that she was white until I actually, you know, saw the video for Been Around the World. She was a white woman with short hair and a little twirl in the front, like almost like finger wave. I'm like, what? I was like, no way. No way, no way, no way, no how. Another one of my and I don't like saying idols because God is the only person I worship, but another person I fell in love with back in the late 80s was Mickey Howard. Oh, my God, how I love that girl. Love Mickey Howard. What she did for me is, and people say I sound like her. I don't know. I'm never going to compare myself to Mickey Howard. I mean, someone that reminds me of Billie Holiday. She has that soulful voice and pop, you know, appeal, in my opinion, but also can sing Lady Day music, you know, which meaning Billie Holiday. And she looked like Billie Holiday. She had a striking resemblance to her. And when she came out with Baby Be Mine, I was like, wow, this woman has a powerful voice, and she is beautiful. Baby Be Mine. Oh, Lord have mercy. That's when I just fell in love with her and her voice and her style. She had this spunk about her, you know, even the way she dressed. You know, her hairdo. She always had, you know, somewhat of an outlandish hairdo, but not really like Patti LaBelle. But, you know, she still had that, you know, she just had a difference about her that really drew me to her. Another artist, I can go on for days, but I'm just telling you the artist that really did it for me to make me really love music and want to be a singer, Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Another one. You know, I wasn't really a whole lot, you know, familiar with Rufus back in the day because my parents didn't really play a whole lot of Rufus. But when Chaka Khan came back on the scene as a solo artist, you know, one of my first memories of her was, I Feel For You. I feel for you, then I think I love you. And I was like, wow, this woman with this red hair and this wild hair, and that was her trademark. Besides, you know, that high, you know, pitch register and that, you know, I don't know how many octaves, but she can hit some notes. That girl can sing. And another thing that you know, and a few people I've talked to, a few people know this about, you know, one of the reasons why I love Chaka Khan, because she looked like my mother's twin sister, who I was named after. There's a picture of my mother's twin sister from, I want to say, 1978 or 79, I can't remember, but she looked just like Chaka Khan. She was in New Jersey, visiting family members, and had this big old wig. I'm like, I mean, for a minute, I thought it was Chaka Khan. I'm like, wow, you know, she looked just like my mother's twin sister, and that appealed to me, too, you know, but her music, her voice is just, and then she's had people that sound like her, like Vesta Williams, and you know, a couple of others that, you know, sound similar to her. But, you know, Chaka Khan, to me, is incomparable. And then you have Phyllis Hyman with the deepness of her voice, with the honesty in her sound, the honesty in her lyrics and her music, you know, that met her death at a tragic end by taking her own life in 1995 and being buried on her 46th birthday. It was a sad day for me. And I've heard Mary J. Blige say it as well, you know, it was a sad day for her, too. You know, that she took her own life because of, you know, lack of, you know, finding the right man, you know, gaining weight, you know, going from the most beautiful, one of the most beautiful women I had ever laid eyes on, you know, to, you know, gaining so much weight and, you know, which didn't matter to me. I still love the music. I still love the music that came out in the 80s that she put out, you know. And I love the fact that she kind of, you know, railed and just kind of fought the industry because they wanted her to sing music like Whitney Houston. They wanted her to sing Whitney Houston songs. They wanted her to be a pop artist, and that's not what she wanted. And she stuck to her guns, and, you know, people like that is who I want to be like, and that's just who I am. You know, I stick to my guns. I like what I like. I am who I am. You can't change me. I'm not trying to be like anyone else. I'm only M, and that's all I can be. So it's not just the music. It's these people, you know, like let's just go back to Madonna for one second. I'm not going to talk your head off. But you know, when it comes to music, I love it. So I love talking about it. Madonna. A lot of people don't know that Madonna, after her first record, she went platinum. I can't tell you how many times over. But she made so much money that instead of going out buying expensive cars and houses, that she paid the record company back. And I believe at the time she was signed to either Geffen Records or Capitol Records, but I want to say Geffen Records. She paid them back. You know, so instead of, you know, her being in the red by the time her next album came and she still owned the record companies, she didn't owe them anything. And then on top of that, and then a lot of times, you know, with her clothes, she even said she went to consignment shop to buy her clothes. And we tried to dress like her. We wanted to wear the lace bows and, you know, try to tease her hair in the front and, you know, wear little lace gloves and little skirts and the belts and stuff. She got those things at consignment shops. And that's just amazing because you don't hear of artists doing that nowadays. Everything got to be name brand, you know, Gucci this, Prada that, you know, just the big name brand, you know, labels, you know, Givenchy, you know, just, you know, just they got everything got to be Karl Lagerfeld, you know, Coco Chanel bags. Everything got to be top, you know, notch and top name brand and couture. But back then, she just did it, you know, everything on her own terms. She dressed herself and had millions of girls dressing like her. And I love that. You know, I love people that, like me, I'm not a follower. I've always been a leader. I march to the beat of my own drum. I have no problem with that. You know, so I love people like that in general. And just to have people that in the music industry like that, it's amazing to me. You know, next artist I can name that Dusty Springfield is another one that set the tone for me. I mean, her music in the 60s I love. You know, I wasn't born back then. I didn't know anything about it, but I developed a love for her, and then I started listening to her music. You know, Son of a Preacher Man was her biggest hit, I believe. The only man that could ever teach me is the Son of a Preacher Man. I mean, which was covered by Aretha Franklin. It was. And I actually saw an interview recently with her, and she said that she wished she would have sang it. She would have sang the song like Aretha. You know, she said, the only man that could ever teach me. She said, I wish I would have sang it like Aretha, like, the only man that could ever teach me. And she put that pause in there. And I was like, wow, well, I love the way you sang it. You know, so you did it your way. You know, you did it your way. And I just love it. You know, she's one of my biggest, you know, you know, like I said, I don't like using the word idols, but she's definitely one of my biggest influences. Keith Sweat during the 80s, writing all his own music and writing for others, and, you know, his style of R&B, which, you know, I don't call myself an R&B artist, and I refuse to be put in a box of R&B, but I love it, you know, still. But Tupac, you know, when it came to rap, I love rap. I mean, what made me fall in love with rap, honestly, was when I heard The Message. And I heard the message, Grandmaster Flash in the Furious Five. But Tupac is that rap artist that really took my rap love to another level. I mean, good Lord. I mean, from Tupacalypse Now to Strictly for My Niggas. But my favorite, all-time favorite rap album, and people that know me know this, is Me Against the World. I'm telling you, that song got me through 95. A lot happened in 95 that I don't care to talk about. No, I wish I didn't remember. But at the same time, it made me stronger. And just Me Against the World, that song, and So Many Tears, and my favorite rap song of all time, Lord Knows, got me through that year. So something that can make an impact on me like that, you know, I definitely, you know, I rest in peace, Tupac. I mean, I wish he was still here. That's one artist I was shouting that was still here. And Lord knows, before I die, before I leave this earth, I hope they find out who murdered him, because that was the man. And lastly, and then there's other artists too, but these are the main ones that I can just definitely say, you know, that influenced me a lot is last but not least, that I'll mention. But there's other ones. There's other ones, but I'm just telling you the ones that mainly just really, really made an impact in my life was Jay-Z and Reasonable Doubt in 1996. Oh, my God. When Can't Knock the Hustle came out, and then I heard Politics as Usual, and then I heard Dead Presidents, and I heard Feeling It. Oh, my God. The Evils, that whole album gave me, that's what made me want to be a music exec. Before that, I just wanted to be seen. I just wanted to, you know, do like what I did as a kid and use my father's screwdrivers and sing songs. That's all I wanted to do. I just wanted to, you know, just sing songs and, you know, have my stand, my microphone stand, which when I got tall enough, boom, you know, I'm not ashamed to say it. Yeah, I did it. You know, you couldn't shut me up. You know, anybody that knew me back then and knew me shut me up from singing. Sing my dad. And LL Cool J and the Beastie Boys and, you know, the people that he did sign. But, you know, listen to Reasonable Doubt. It just gave me a sense of, you know what, you can be a boss. Before, boss was a word to be used. You know, before boss, you know, was, you know, that's, you know, was lingo, because it's the lingo now. You know, well, it's a lingo now, but it was always a big word, you know, with mob bosses and stuff like that, you know, with the, you know, with being a capo, which is the same thing as being a mob boss, you know. So definitely, you know, definitely Jay-Z is one of my big influences. So, you know, guys, on that note, we just had a call. You know, 757 call. If you're still listening, call back in so I can put you on. But we're about to get into some music. I'm about to play So Good with one of Lawless family members. I say family members. Piano Man with Faith Evans and Gerald LaVert. Y'all is Lawless.
Hey, it's your boy, Piano Mizzle. Reppin' Lawless Entertainment. Bring it back one time for you. This the one for the one you've always wanted, you feel me? Yeah. One day. Lawless.
When I met you, I was driving a car that Ford don't even make no more. Still ain't been my lady, and I wonder how to make it more. Take it slow is the way to go, but I can't take no more. Something missing, if you listen here, my heart will break no more. I feel as pure and true as like the blessed day that you was born.
And I'm to see you in my dreams.
So you like my unicorn, beautiful, regal. It's like the stars said it. But baby, like that unicorn, you damn so hard-headed. Look at all these years, I done dried the tears and told my fears. Seems like after all of that, we be way more than tears. Tell me again that we'll be lovers and friends. Why don't you do what you do when you did what you did? Yeah, I talk a big game, but T.I. Infinity thing. Say the word piano pimping is done. Just the vision of your kisses, you becoming my missus. Eats my heart just like a tip in the drum. Hey. Look how long we've been together, but we ain't been together. Tell me this, why you keep on playing these games? I wanna be the one you want, I wanna be the one you need. I wanna be the one that's changing your name. Maybe so, I believe so. It'll feel so good, it'll feel so good, it'll feel so good. Forever, I want to give you another. Read in between the lines, girl, I'm talking for better or worse. And I'm certain you're the person that's worth it. Flip the script and reverse it, that's why you're so perfect. Couldn't we be here happily ever after? With the laughter, no disasters.
call the pastor. Make a toast and put your glass up. Bridesmaids jealous cause your finger razzle dazzle. If you need me, say, I'll be there before you say the man. Instead of making big demands, is this all a fantasy? To me, I say it all depends on if you give me more than what I had and make me fall again, I'm 6'6", but make me feel tall again. Grab me by the hand and never let me feel the wrong within. When you ready, say the word and I'll be right up in it. But until that day, I keep on waiting like a flight attendant. Look how long we've been together, but we ain't been together. Tell me this, why you keep on playing these games? I wanna be the one you want, I wanna be the one you need. I wanna be the one that's changing your name. Maybe so, I believe so. It'll feel so, it'll feel so, it'll feel so good.
I would have said any different, man. Seriously. I feel you. But you gotta get up and go, baby. It ain't gonna get handed to you. You gotta go out and get yours and just let it all unfurl. Like, it's hard days. It's gonna be rough nights. You gotta get up and go. Like, for me, it's like hard days and hard nights. Sometimes I wanna die, but there ain't one day I won't suck it up and try. Cause there ain't one day I won't look up to the sky. Cause I'ma pray every day, even after I die. And after I die, they gon' still hear my words. And then maybe get the reason why I put my music first. Cause it ain't about the money and then moving to the birds. This is all about one way, trying to get hurt. Then listen to my mama and then listen to my father. Saying, say a DSP in the music biz don't bother. You tell me what to do, it goes in one and out the other. Then you 21, you pushing rocks like man collar. My, you 21, you taking care of a G. And I ain't got no other brother, so obviously it was me. And then I had a little sister. I seen the very next night, Aaliyah, you're the only girl that I would die for twice. So I write and die.
Smile like you mean it.
Oh, I smile like I mean it, girl, because I do.
Hey, y'all, I feel you one way, because like last night, right, I tucked my baby and I gave her a kiss and told her I loved her. She went to sleep and I just started talking to her. I was like, sometimes I be feeling like, this life and this rap shit, sometimes I wanna give it up. Like, I don't wanna do it, like, I don't wanna get it up. But then I look into your eyes and I feel the loving like a virgin for life. Shit, I never give it up, even on them days that I can't stop hurting. I got you on my mind, so I can't stop working. Cause if I gave up, that'd be harder than to die trying. So I died trying to shine brighter than a fine diamond. Cause I was told that failure breeds failure. So to me, it's success, or I feel that I failed you. And if that's not motivation, I don't know what else is. Cause that's not living, it's more like what hell is. So I stay focused with a smile and I have it going. To all them naysayers, but I still keep on flowing. Cause I know that I was born to be different. So I say goodbye to the world they thought that I lived in. And I'ma just
smile like
I mean it, girl. And I'ma
let go.
And I'ma just let it all go.
So girl,
this is what you want
as
to
a
do.
Kid saying, just remember
one thing,
say goodbye to the world you thought you lived in.
Say goodbye.
There ain't nothing free out here, girl.
Nothing is.
You just told the world, all the kids in the world,
everybody,
stand up to yours. It ain't easy.
It's not.
This is a takeover body.
Nobody ever take nothing from you. You do you.
Your boy DJ Tommy Real.
Tell the difference, girl. So you
get money, my nigga.
Stay up. Now, like you mean it, just get up and go. If you want something, go get it. Ain't nobody gonna get it for you. Nobody. If you want it, then you get it. You gotta do you.
Don't stop
for nobody.
Yes, 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 we're back. It's Emphatic Show with M the Queen, yours truly, that's me. She is I and I is she. We just played So Good by Piano Man. Like I said, he's Lawless Family featuring Faith Evans and Gerald LaVert. Round, My Boy from Memphis, Most Valuable Mac. Also, we played Smile like you Mean It, Flownetics. And also, so that's what we played for the last few minutes. And it's all about supporting our local come-up and playing those unsigned and underground artists. I see right now we have some callers, so they must want to weigh in on our topic tonight. Why do you love music so much? What was it that made you love music? And, you know, who was the artist that made you love music? That, you know, that was that defining moment that made you really want to be, you know, to just love music, period. That just that sound and just everything that comes along with music. I got a 757 on the line. I know that's the Tidewater, Virginia Beach area. Who do I have on the line? 757. Who I got on the line? All right, I guess we lost our 757. We got a 678 on the line. That's Atlanta or the Atlanta area. Who we got on the line tonight? 678? All right, 678, don't be shy. This is emphatic. This is lawless. Ain't nothing to be shy about. I guess they don't want to say nothing. Okay. All right. But, yeah, so, and people do this all the time. This is not unusual for people to call in and don't say anything or whatever. People, for some reason, they get shy to talk on the radio, but nobody sees you. I don't get that. I'm never going to get that. But, it is what it is. We still got to go on with the show. But, yeah, so, I was talking about earlier what made me love music. Call in and tell me. I want y'all to weigh in, and I want to get your feedback, and I want to know what made you love music, and who was that artist or the artist that made you love music, as much as you do. You know the number, 646-478-5209. That is Lawless number. Call in, y'all. I want to get your opinions, too. I ain't the only one, although, yeah, I'm the only host, but I ain't the only one that love music out there. I know that. So come on now, y'all need to call in. But in the meantime, I got some stuff that I definitely want to mention. I'm telling you, man, this world. I believe in freedom of speech. I believe in saying what you want to say. But some things, I just can't agree with. I'm sorry, it is what it is. Some things I just cannot agree with. I still got that 678 that's still on the line, but they're not coming in. Okay. All right, 678, I got you on the line. Come on, talk to me.
Hello?
Yeah, 678, holler at me.
Hello?
Yes, I hear you. I hear you. Come on, say something. You call in too.
Oh, yeah, hi. Hey, how are you doing? This is JB.
JB, is this
North
Kakalaki, JB?
It's North Kakalaki.
What is it? I've been trying to bring you in, and I really don't think it's your fault. I think it's some kind of technical difficulties here, and that's what happened with Blog Talk. So, my apologies. Definitely my apologies. Y'all, this is somebody from North Carolina, from down east. Y'all don't know what down east North Carolina is. You don't know now. Down east is where they got the best barbecue. They got the college festival.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Don't they, JB? They got the strawberry festival.
Yeah.
They got the sand festival. They got all that. Down east consists of Greenville, New Bern, Jacksonville, just the whole coastal, south, east coastal area. And this is somebody I've known for, good Lord, for a long time. Yes. JB, what it do? Oh, my God, it's been over 20 years since I've actually, I think, heard your voice, and I haven't seen you in over 20 years. I am so happy you called in. That's what's going on with you.
Yeah. Man, just trying to check you out, see what you got going on.
Well, sure. The only thing I got going on is the emphatic show every Wednesday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., where we play nothing but unsigned, underground artists. We support our local come-up. It's as simple as that. That's what we do here. We're that stepping stone for artists, that's trying to be mainstream. They have to make a stop here eventually to get some music played, to get some airtime, before they make mainstream. But some of them just don't know it, but some of them do, and they do that. So I really appreciate that love. And it's been so long. I'm trying to hold the laughter. I don't know whether to laugh or to blush or to smile. I'm smiling anyway, so.
But,
I'm
doing big
things. Happy to hear from you. I can tell you. So happy to hear from you. It's been too long. Y'all, let me just tell you, this dude, I've been here for 14 years in the Atlanta area, and he's been here probably over 10 years, and we have yet to hang out, to do anything. So, y'all, should we hang out? Should we make a commitment on air to make a time or make a date and an actual place to hang out? Do we need to do all that?
Yeah.
No doubt. Well, JB, you know, I was just talking about, I have a topic for tonight. And, you know, basically my topic is, you know, what made you fall in love with music? If you are a music lover, obviously you got to be. And well, who was the artist that made you love music? Tell us your feedback and your thoughts.
Mine was probably like people like, you know, Avant and Silk and, you know, R. Kelly and, you know, different ones, Gerald LaVert, all of them guys, that's my type of music. That's my era right there.
That's what's up. So I'm going to take it that, you like crooning music. So you like crooners. You like music that you can play, you know, for the ladies. And you're not really into anything hardcore. You ain't thinking about dudes. You more or less thinking about the ladies. When you listen to music and your choice of music, you're thinking about the ladies. Now, let me tell y'all, JB was a ladies' man back in the day. He was a ladies' man. I haven't spoken to him or seen him in a long time, but I mean, he was a ladies' man back then. I can say that.
I've never been into that hardcore. Every now and then, maybe like on a Friday or something, I might listen to some rap, but not a whole lot of rap.
Wow. So you're telling me, JB, you didn't get into the Ghetto Boys and LL Cool J, you didn't get into Biggie?
Yeah, now those guys, that was rap, but this stuff nowadays, you know, it's just, I don't know, they just come up with anything and make a song. You know.
And say that again, man. I mean, you ain't lying. And the thing is, you know, I'm not going to sit in front. M will never front for no one. I listen to Young Thug. I listen to 2 Chainz, which, I mean, well, 2 Chainz and I knew each other before he was 2 Chainz. So, you know, I knew him, you know, not when he was Tar Heat, but definitely when he was Pity Boy. You know, I definitely hung out, you know, with BTP back in the day, you know, during that, you know, 2000. In 2005, 2006 period, but yeah, I mean, I listen to this stuff, and the only thing that really catches me is the beat. I mean,
Listen, like
Young Thug got that song out, Danny Glover. To this very day, I know who Danny Glover is. I know his biggest role and the biggest movie ever played in was Color Purple. He got an Oscar nod for it. But what the hell does that have to do with Color Purple and Danny Glover, the song? I'm telling you, me and my boyfriend at the time, you know, he just kept saying, homina, 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 two bitches. That's all he knew. That's all we knew. And I'm like, listen, shut up. I couldn't sing it any longer. I'm like, listen, if you're not going to learn the words of the song, don't sing it at all. So finally, you know, we went to the store, and I swear we came back. And he said, "Mary, you know, I'm gonna find the lyrics." I said, "Yes, do that, because I can't stand no homina homina two bitches for any much longer. I'm gonna lose it." And sure, and lo and behold, he found the lyrics, and I was like, "Okay, bull, okay, cool, I love her. I'ma save her ass like Danny, yes, like Danny Glover. I'ma call my partner, son, a mother." I'm like, "What?" When I tell you, I thought I was going to die, literally laughing. I thought I was going to just die laughing from the lyrics. I'm like, and this is what I've been jamming to all this time, but you can't help it because of the beat. And then, you know, you got Nicki Minaj joining, you know, the hottest.
Oh yeah.
You know, the hottest female artist right now that's won her what, fourth or fifth, you know, BET rap artist award, you know, four or five times in a row, so you can't help but, you know, I mean, the beat is hard, you know, and then, he got this song with T.I., if it ain't about the money. I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, that song is hard. I'm sorry, but, I mean, it ain't a whole lot of substance to it, but that beat is hard, and so I can kind of understand, you know, where you're coming from, like, it ain't a whole lot of nothing out there in these days. It's basically, you have to have a gimmick. you have to already kind of like know what you want to do, which I can kind of understand that. If I was a record executive, I probably, well, ain't no probably because I'm a record executive, but I would, if I was on a level of Leo Cohen or Jimmy Iovine or whoever, you know, I would be the same way. I want my, you know, artist I'm going to sign to already, you know where he's trying to go in this music industry and, you know, kind of know what, you know, two albums down or three albums down, what he's going to do. You know, so, I mean, I feel that on that note, but at the same token, you got to bring me some substance. Like, right now, I mean, I wish she was listening right now. KB West next is an artist that I want to sign so bad. I mean, this cat, I've known him since he was 17, you know. I've done a show with him. You know, this dude has an awesome show. Not only that, I mean, he's a good rapper. He's not a good rapper. He's a great rapper. He has stage presence. He can conduct interviews like an MTV VJ. So, you know, he's definitely somebody I've been seeking out. And, you know, with Emphatic Music Group, he's someone I definitely want to sign. But, you know, do you have any other thoughts about music, anything else that really makes you love music, JB?
Well, you know, I try to support, you know, like up and coming artists and stuff like that. You know, stuff that keep them out the streets and keep them occupied and just use that talent. You know, don't let it go to waste. Just use that talent. I like doing stuff like that. You know.
No doubt. And definitely, JB, if you know some artists in North Carolina and stuff, especially down east, you know, that's trying to do that thing and they hot, you know, send them to us. Send them to Lawless Radio. All you got to do is just send their music to music@lawlessradio.com. And we're definitely, let me just rephrase that. Your edited music to music@lawlessradio.com. And we'll definitely, you know, give you some airplay and, you know, call in and, you know, we play your music on the spot if you call in because you're showing us support and we want to support you as well. So, you know.
I know this young group back home that, matter of fact, they had a couple CDs, you know, so next time I talk to him, I'll let him know so he can log on or call in or whatever. You know?
Yeah, definitely. Call in 646-478-5209. Y'all know that number. It should be embedded in your brain by now. Because it ain't just Emphatic. We got Grit Grind Wednesday. We got Bucking Off. We got BMO Slim. We got Lawless After Dark. We got six shows under Lawless Belt. So we got Dr. Passion. I don't want to leave anyone out. And, I mean, we definitely we're doing our thing here at Lawless Radio. And I'm just telling you, like, you know, that's what we do here. I mean, when I can say this, when CEO T.L. Lewis, you know, when he started Lawless Entertainment some years ago and started LawlessRadio.com, he had a vision. He definitely had a vision. And, you know, not only that, he had been in the music industry for a long time. He had worked with, the likes of, you know, Spoony G, people with NWA, artists in Chicago. He knows these people personally. LL Cool J, he knows personally. And, just like anybody else, he's been, effed over. You know, I can't use the F word like I want to because I'm still prime time. I'm not at the start. You know what I'm saying? You know, I got a mouth on me, but, he was effed over in the industry, and that's what made him, decide to take the bull by the horns and start my own thing and, give people, a chance that didn't give me a chance or that try to screw me over and stuff. And I love his vision, and I look up to him, and I love him for it to this very day. I mean, not only do we have Lawless Radio, but we have Lawless Entertainment Magazine as well, which is doing great. I mean, the numbers, have definitely boosted. I'm proud to say I'm a part of something great, not something mediocre, something that just started. This has been years in the making, but something great. And for you to call in and just to show your love and support, that means so much to me. And I know it means so much to, Lawless family. So, definitely, we appreciate that. But stick around and listen to some more of Emphatic Show. I'm about to play some more music. I'm about to get into some Want Love by none other than Alex J. Kel Kelly, who is signed to Lawless Entertainment, who is family, yo. It's Lawless, baby.
treasure every breath. I give my all to you, oh baby, just to be the one you come home to.
Money, high, is what I eat, so an NPC is like my lunchbox. My style left a sign on the door, it said don't knock. Women say they love him, they like OMG, he's so hot. If you love a fight, I'd be like, she better go, boy. Cause my goon's deeper than James Earl Jones, boy. You a soft pet, I'm a known threat. Beat every song like Donkey Kong's chest. Truthfully, I tell you no lies. The people call me Mr. Big and it's because of my size. Somewhat a surprise, yeah, it's one heck of a sight. And now she on me trying to get my TNT to ignite. Doing things I don't think that I should. Catch me playing lame with my hand on wood. So sick, man, got a brother like, tell me, is that bad? Bad, bad, super duper, super duper, yeah, super duper. Bad, 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 super duper. Super duper, yeah, super duper. Okay, they like when I get up on it. I'm so bad, yeah, I'm bad to the bone, yeah. Uh-huh, bad, bad, super duper. Super duper, yeah, super duper. Your girl play my song, she get super duper hype. Money sky high, yours oompa loompa hype. Grow a money tree where I eat the food of life. Ballin' all day, sleep walking through the night. Heavyweight champ, ain't no stealing my belt. Lock the bathroom door, cause yo, I'm feeling myself. That's what I do, rock a lot of jewels, lot of ice. Bed intruder, homie, hide your chick, hide your wife. Get your weight up or get ate up. Life is a chick and I need money to date her. I ain't got class but getting women's a major. No memory card, so I guess I won't save her. I got a lot of haters right here in the front row, but they will never convo with their head honcho. I ain't Japanese but they call me Hungno, Hungno. Looking for some young jumbo. Okay. Bad, bad, super duper. Super duper, yeah, super duper. Okay, bad, 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 super duper. Super duper, yeah, super duper. Okay, they like when I get up on it. I'm so bad, yeah, I'm bad to the bone, yeah. Uh-huh, bad, bad, super duper. Super duper, yeah, super duper. Uh-huh. I'm fresh to death, yeah, I'm a dead man walking. Fresher than a suit and bow tie, die sucker. Like Assalamu alaikum, bean pie, my brother. Bad to the biz on, I yell and I holler. Yeah, I'm super duper bad and I'll be badder tomorrow. Go ahead. Bad, bad, super duper. Super duper, yeah, super duper. Okay, bad, 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 super duper. Super duper, yeah, super duper. Okay, they like when I get up on it. I'm so bad, yeah, I'm bad to the bone, yeah. Uh-huh, bad, bad, super duper. Super duper, yeah, super duper. Uh-huh.
What? muddy. Burning tucked in front of my tummy to understand me is the vigilante. Bullets land a full circle panoramic. Examine the way my name's branded on ya. I do this for the kids to hold heat. Harassed by the police. Nice stick swing, hit your obliques. That take me back like Obi-Wan Kenobi. Parolee, shackled by the ankles, walking slow speed. Try to scare us straight and getting cold feet. They smoke weed, otherwise they don't breathe. I block it out just like a soccer goalie. Black tongue's a Klansman's trophy. We do it to ourselves when we banging each other while we remain in the gutter, stripped of fabric. Hungry savages, aristocratic brain. Aristotle when them hot'll split your cabbage to the skies amongst the madness. I pray for that sun to shine. Living is a torture, many wanna die. What I'm spitting be giving them hell. The misfit.
You see the street tap, tap, tap me, stress something terrible.
While I ride through the drama. What a packed year. My paper calculated. Same moment your bank evacuated. Lies is televised, so envious my admiration. Taking flicks with their homies, they photograph with Satan. Eyes hazy, spaced out as Macy Gray is. Nighttime, day mares, dressed to the gray hairs. Arriving on my dome, yo. Pull out the tray, Ocho. Rooms cloudy, tombs around me. That's why I'm morbid. All the drugs, we soak it up and absorb it. For the boys that don't listen, they pay the morgue visits. Morticians, more victims, more metamorph, we miss them. Could be a whole ab and not one person snitching. 8-9 Tennessee, but that only mean Memphis. Don't mistake associates for a true friendship. The ones that say you closest with, the first ones to get you. Only one that hang around just for your lynching. When you say your top five, I'm the first one they mention. The misfit.
See the streets at me, stress something trouble.
While I ride through the drama.
Oh shit.
What I'm spitting be giving them hell. The misfit.
See the streets at me, tap, tap me, stress something trouble.
While I ride through the drama.
Oh shit.
Run what a pack aim to kill. The misfit. Ride through the drama.
The misfit.
I'm not your average kid, giving them hell.
The misfit. Ride
through the drama.
Something terrible.
The misfit. I'm not your average kid, giving them hell.
Something terrible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You are tuned into Emphatic Wednesday, or the Emphatic Show with me and the Queen, your one and only host. You just heard Want Love by Lawless Entertainment Owns, J. Kell. Turn Me Away by Renaissance Style featuring Erykah Badu. Super Bad was for a second. I thought it was Snoop Dogg, who's MIC, a rapper. I think he's from out of Chicago. I'm not really sure. And Something Terrible from my boy from BMO. Send it to the Misfit, who I'm a very huge fan, who was my guest on the show last week. Yo, I mean, it was a great show, and y'all, the Seneca the Misfit, there's more to come. Y'all better stay tuned. Yo, I got a 919 on the line right now, and 919 can only mean one thing. That's North Kakalaki, and that's the Triangle area. Now, 919, who I got on the line?
So what's that,
919, who I got on the line? 919-340.
Yo, what up?
What up, Ty? What's the business?
What's happening with you, baby? Got me at work about to switch my damn shift and shit just so I can catch the show.
Yeah, man, you know how we do. You know, it's no longer the Grit Grind show. I know the last time you called in, it was me, you know, hosting with T.L. Lewis, the chairman, who is also the CEO of Grit Grind Show. But it's just me now. It's all me, the Emphatic Show. I'm the one and only host, and this is my fourth show, and I'm very, very proud. And you know, I appreciate the love you calling in or what have you. So what's been going on with you, man?
Man, trying to work, you know what I'm saying, trying to live. Pretty much it.
Riding those bikes.
Of course. My baby had surgery not too long ago. You know, she had to get a new heartbeat. But I've been out there for a little bit.
Okay, I be seeing you. I be seeing you on Facebook. I be watching you. I be seeing you on your bike or whatever and stuff. I said, looking just like your daddy.
Lord have mercy. There you go with that. Don't tell the whole world that I look like that, man.
Yes, well, I ain't got to tell the whole world. They see all together. Yeah, they know. They know. Everybody knows.
Here you go.
And let me just say this. Y'all got to put this out there. I mean, the Patterson boys, they some handsome boys from Lewisburg, North Carolina, every last one of them. From the
Girl, you about to make me blush. You better stop that.
You know, M keep it all the way real and all the way live. That's what I do. That's what
and
I
that's
do.
Why I love you, girl. That's why I love you. That's what I do.
That's what it do. That's what it do. I appreciate the love. But, yo, we're just talking about, you know, the topic for tonight is, you know, what made you fall in love with music? If you do love music, I'm sure you do. And who was the artist that made you love music, Ty?
You know what? This is going to be a really weird subject. Well, I ain't going to say a weird subject, but a weird response for me. Because I've always liked music, you know what I'm saying? Just always been something I bought my head to, different genres. I just listen to anything. But the moment I fell in love with music was when I heard a man freestyle. And a lot to you now, I don't know the dude's name. I was in the mall chilling, and I just heard the cat freestyling. But the thing that made me fall in love with it and made me fall in love with the concept of music was the fact that he was freestyling about the life he's actually living. You know, a lot of times you hear cats freestyling, they're just talking about this and that, things that they want. But to hear somebody freestyle about a life that they're actually living, you know what I'm saying, a struggle that they're actually going through, made me fall in love with music. Mm-hmm. And it made me learn to, you know, dissect lyrics and really listen to what's being said as opposed to just bobbing my head and saying, oh, okay, that's hot, and picking up on a hook. To hear a man talk about something they're living is really, that's truth to me. Because, you know, Franklin County boys, we see right through the BS, you feel what I'm saying? Don't talk about a life you ain't living, plain and simple. But to hear somebody ask, because it's plenty of rappers around here. I'm not knocking if that's what you're trying to do. I feel you. But to hear somebody actually spit some hot lyrics and be talking about a life they're living as opposed to the ones that they idolize or whatever, that right there made me fall in love with music.
That's real. That's really, really real. And you know what, that goes back to what I said earlier, the artist that I mentioned, artists that, who I love, you know, like, who I grew up listening to, Loretta Lynn, Candy State, and this is way before your time, you weren't even thought of, you know.
Oh, hey,
but your uncle definitely know about this music, and Fleetwood Mac, you know, the Eagles, Madonna, Mickey Howard, who else, Phyllis Hyman, Tupac and Jay-Z, and I know a lot of people say, well, M, how you be a Jay-Z fan? But I'm just going to tell you, Reasonable Doubt is that reason. You know, it's other albums that of Jay-Z's I really didn't care that much for. You know, I didn't dislike them, but I didn't care that much for them. But Reasonable Doubt was that album that made me feel like I could not only be just a music artist, but I can be an executive, be my own boss before boss of the street term. Boss back then was only, you know, a mob term, you know what I'm saying? So, we on the same page as far as that is concerned, because I love those artists that's honest. They've got honest lyrics that,
exactly,
you know, that they, whatever they're singing about, they actually living. They're going through it. And not only that, they have the honesty in their voice. Tupac, you can't deny the honesty and conviction and the love for black people in his voice. You can't deny that in Marvin Gaye's lyrics, in Marvin Gaye's songs. You can't even deny that and Curtis Mayfield's, you know, music. I mean, that's what music is all about, expressing yourself. I mean, I can't sit here and honestly say that I'm in love with artists. You know, I'm in love with, you know, I love beats. It's nothing like a nice beat, a nice track over a song. But I can't sit here and say that I'm going to fall in love with an artist that I know for a fact ain't living that life, and you're nothing but one big gimmick for a record company to sell some records. I can't honestly sit back and stand by you. I mean, I listen to it on the radio because I don't have much of a choice. That's what they're playing. That's what I got to listen to if I'm going to listen to the radio.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to buy your CDs. I'm not going to buy your albums. I'm not going to download your music. I mean, you know, even if you're unsigned, it ain't getting played on Emphatic music, Emphatic show, and it definitely ain't getting played on Lost Radio. So, I mean, I feel where you're coming from there. I mean, sometimes it's usually that artist that people don't know about, or that unknown person, that undiscovered talent that make you love something, or it might be something unknown that, to unbeknownst to others, that make you love something, whether it's music or what. But that's like one of the most honest you know, answers or you know, responses you can never give. And I like that. I definitely like that. So I appreciate, you know, is there any other, you know, reasons you love music? Is there any other artists out there that you definitely, you know, are feeling right now or, you know, have felt in the past, you know, being a youngster?
Honestly, like I said, I'm a 90s baby, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of the artists that you brought up are, you know, people I've heard of and listened to tracks a couple of times or whatever. But I grew up in the era of, like, Genuine, Usher, Avant, and people like that. Because, I mean, hey, let's just face it, I'm one of them lover boy type dudes. You feel what I'm saying? So I listen to, I've always been told that music kind of can influence your life if you listen to it enough. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not no bang, bang, shoot 'em up type dude. I'm not going to be talking about slinging bricks because I ain't about that life. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If I had to make a choice, it would be to be a lover boy. So I'm going to listen to Avant, Usher, Genuine, Tank, you know, different cats like that. But two people that have really caught my ear and have held it for a couple of years now have been Breezy and Pleasure P. Why, I don't know, but it's just like Pleasure P and Breezy, they kind of teach you to be arrogant. You know me, I'm a Patterson man. I'm one of them big-headed dudes, both literally.
Yeah,
and
you know, I'm about to say,
you know what I'm saying?
Like
so,
boy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm an arrogant dude. It's hard. I'll be honest about it. And, I mean, it's just Pleasure P hooked me the moment he came out with Boyfriend Number 2. And, I mean,
yeah,
it's just that was some arrogant stuff.
Pleasure P, I definitely do. You know, I mean, I'm going to be real honest. At first, I didn't like Pretty Ricky. It wasn't until the second song that I really liked him. I'm like, these cats, you know, although, you know, at first I thought they were just like, you know, bubblegum rapper, you know,
yeah,
candy type. But I start listening to them, I'm like, these dudes some little freaks and stuff. And I'm like, oh, they make a old, you know, a Puma like me. Want
to
just like,
into a Puma. Well, I always blamed your being a Puma on Pleasure P or somebody like that. But, I mean, it's funny that you bring up the whole Pretty Ricky situation because I was sitting there thinking the other day, pay attention to the fact that there's been so many artists out here. Now, I can't name them all because, like I said, I'm a 90s baby. But pay attention to the fact that there's so many artists out here that started out in a group and they did okay. You know what I'm saying? They helped the group be noticed. But once they stepped out and did an album on their own, they took off. Now, like I said, the only two that really stand out in my head, now we're going to speak on both R&B and rap, Lick It Jeezy.
Mm-hmm.
Half the people can't even tell you where Jeezy started out at. But once he stepped aside and did his own thing, I mean, he's the man to a lot of other people. Now, I don't listen to him on the regular, but just think about it. It took for him to step outside of where he was. You know, he was a part of a situation, and once you step outside and look at it, you're like, okay, well, I could better myself this way. Now, that I can relate to just for the sake of the fact that, hey, I'm a Franklin County man. You see a lot of ignorance around here. Once I stepped away from it, I'm like, oh, I could be a lot better.
I don't live around there, them parts, but I see
you
that.
Yeah, but look where you at now. Think about it. If you were still here, you know what I'm saying? Do you think you'd be where you are now?
And it's funny you said it because I know that I wouldn't. And I think about those things. And let me just tell you this, Ty. Thinking about things like what you just said humbled me even more because I'm like, look at where I come from, people that hate on each other so much. One person trying to get ahead, they want to put you down or they want to shoot you, they want to take your life. You know, we come from that kind of, yo, this is what we come from. You know, yeah, I'm from the, down east originally, but I was raised right outside of Raleigh, Franklin County. That's the shoot 'em up, you know, county or whatever. And, you know, that's a county where people driving, you know, they used to drive I-Rocks back in the day. They're riding bicycles now because they all cracked out, you know. You know what I'm saying? Chicks and stuff, you know, they were fine in school, but they 300 pounds now, and, you know, and they still fighting over the same
thing
in high school, and they put it on Facebook. I got to go to court over this B. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that you fought way back in 89, and you still fighting that same chick now over a different dude. I'm like, really? Really? But that's where we come from. And, yeah, so to answer your question, I know I would not be nowhere near. Although before I actually came to Atlanta, I lived in Virginia, but I lived in Raleigh before I even moved to Virginia. And let me just tell you, you know, I sang back up, That's where I got my professional start singing backup with Bobby Hinton and the Shades of Blue out of, you know, Durham, North Carolina. Shout out to Bobby Hinton and shout out to Pam Jones. Shout out to Joan and, you know, shout out to Wayne Battle with the guitars. And shout out to everyone that was a part of the group. You know what I'm saying? You know, they helped me get out there with the advice and the festivals we did, the shows we did, you know, at homes, weddings, you know, small clubs, you name, we did it. And shout out to Talk of the Town for letting us come out there and rock out and you know, show out, you know, each and every Friday when we did do it. You know, but, you know, I did have some success there, and I did have a couple songs, you know, played on 97.5 with the Russian and Flush, and then they changed it to Slam It, Jam It, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, if I wouldn't have come to Atlanta, if I would not have stepped out on faith in 2000 and moved to Atlanta, I know for a fact I would not be where I am now, you know, being a host of my own radio show, you know, have my own music group, you know, Emphatic Music Group, you know, I shout that out all day, that's my life, you know, my brand, Emphatic Entertainment, you know, I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't be a writer, you know, of two articles in Lawless Entertainment Magazine, you know, I wouldn't have all those things. It might be, I might have it in something different, you know, I don't know, but it wouldn't be on the level that I'm on now, and I know that, and that humbles me, and to God be the glory, and it's a humbling thing to sit back, and sometimes I even, you know, tear up and think about where I was and where I've come from and where I am now. You know, I mean, we know, you know, anybody that's from Franklin County know what's up and know how it is. And so, you know, for you to say that, you know, you just humbled me even more and just made me just you know, I'm never going to forget where I came from. One thing
exactly.
I always,
you know what, I honestly, I'm going to go ahead and be 100%. I ain't never really been deep enough into music to the point where I, you know, listen to it as much as I do now. But I will, you know, pay a little bit of that respect to you because it's like this right here. Number one, it takes balls. I'm going to be blunt about it. It takes balls to be able to say, you know, shout out to this person, shout out to that person, you know, if mm-hmm. that's one of the people you got started with. You know, so I respect and I love you to death for that. You know what I'm saying? But then it's just, in general, be able to say, this is where I come from, this is where I am, and I'm humble about it. You know, you got a lot of people, especially people from Franklin County. There's a lot of people that reach you know, a certain level of success or whatever and say, oh, F it, this and that. I came from dirt, I came from this, I came from that. Just straight bash wherever you got started. But it takes a really humble person to be able to say, to be able to not talk junk about where they came from. So outside of music, I'm going to step away from that. Outside of music, I respect you a lot more just for the sake of the fact that you can say that because, I mean, let's just face it. It's a lot of people that leave Franklin County and never look back, never, you know, show any kind of props to the fact that they came from Franklin County. But for you to simply acknowledge the fact that you got a call from Franklin County, come on, that's big. You feel what I'm saying? And people don't look at it like that, but it's not a lot to come from down here. You feel what I'm saying? It's not a lot to come from in this area. So to make it the way that you are, that's really humble.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know,
like,
I get a lot of flack.
You're not afraid to look back and say, that's where I got started.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm always going to look back. You know, I'm not one to look back at, you know, my past, you know, and be like, woe is me for whatever, you know, any kind of downfalls I had in my past. I look to my past to really look at where I've come from. And look how far I've come. You know, I'm never – one thing I can tell you right now, and I can say this – I will say this to my dying day. I'm never going to forget, you know, Jimmy Brown. Shout out to Jimmy Brown. If he's still living, God knows, shout out to him for hooking me up with Bobby Hinton like he did. I mean, this dude, you know, had worked with Keno Watson, and definitely, oh, my God, shout out to Keno Watson out of Charlotte, North Carolina, who was a household name at one point. You know, he had this song, Bring It On. He had this falsetto. You know, he's like, bring it on. We can do this all night long. Bring it on. And a lot of people don't even remember that song. I even did I guess you want to call it a challenge or whatever. I don't know. Just a step back in time, maybe about 2 years ago, and I actually posted his song. Bring It On, his video from YouTube. And I had a couple of likes. And the two likes I got weren't even from North Carolina. I'm like, yo, this dude got his start Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This dude was signed to, who was he signed to? Oh, my God. I want to say he was signed to MCA Records, if I'm not mistaken. And if I'm wrong, Keno, you know, you definitely will correct me. We will have a conversation because he is one of my good friends and, you know, definitely someone I look up to as well. And he had another song that, you know, was, you know, kind of had mediocre success. But the fact that people don't remember this cat, and this dude had a great voice. I mean, you know, I thought he was going places, but the fact that he didn't have North Carolina on his back, you know, they didn't support him, you know, it just kind of fizzled out. And it disappoints me, it hurts me, because this dude is very, very talented. And shout out to Unanimous Entertainment. That's his entertainment group in Charlotte, and he's still doing his thing. He didn't let the fact that he doesn't have support from North Carolina and that he's not a household name anymore, you know, stop him from still being an intricate part of the music industry. And so, yeah, definitely, you know, shout out to Jimmy Brown, you know, for introducing me to Bobby Hinton back in late 97, early part of 98. And Bobby and I, we instantly, you know, we clicked, you know, he loved my voice. He loved the fact that I could write. And, you know, a lot of things people don't know is, you know, he's the reason why I went solo, because I always wanted to go solo. You know, I just thought that, you know, I felt at one point comfortable just, you know, being one of the three shades of blue, you know, with Pam Jones and with Joan, you know, I just felt comfortable doing that, you know, because I'm like, well, at least I'm in front of a crowd and stuff. But he was the one that financially backed me. And stepped out on faith we both stepped out on faith together, holding hands, literally holding hands. And he said, M, you know, and he called me Mary M, whatever, you know, or Mary Kay. He used to call me Mary Kay as well. And, you know, he said, look, you know, you got the talent. You know, I mean, I take anything from Pam and Joan, but you definitely got the talent. You got the voice. You even write. He said, look, let's go in the studio and record some stuff. So, you know, I mean, we would go in the studio and record stuff, you know. I would get frustrated because I'm like, I don't like this, and, you know, I didn't like that, and I would complain. I'd start kind of getting a little, you know, getting a big head a little bit, and I would complain, and, you know, I'm like, well, I don't want to record with, you know, with Roy C., you know, these older cats that he wanted me to record with, because I'm like, I'm only in my early 20s. I was like, what, 23 years old at the time. I didn't want to record with these people because I'm like, I'm not, you know, I'm not a blues singer. You know, I'm a soul R&B. At the time, I felt like I was an R&B artist at the time, which I'm not anymore. I'm an international, you know, I consider myself an artist, not just you know, R&B, just anything, you know. I'm everything. I'm all genres because I can sing them all and I can write them all. And basically, you know, he put that money behind me and we start recording. And, you know, the two singles I had played on 97.5, he financially backed them. And Jason Martin, you know, J-Mar, what was his entertainment group back in the day? Good Lord, J-Mar Productions back in the day out of Eden, North Carolina. It so happens when I moved to Virginia, I moved to a part of Virginia that was only 24 miles from him. I'm like, I mean, so it was crazy how it happened because when I was moving, I had gotten engaged, for a second time, about to get, you know, married a second time at a young age, and you know, he was like, you know, if you're going to be married to me or be engaged to me, you know, you're going to have to move to Virginia. And me being young, you know, I took my daughter and moved there, and just so happened someone put us together, and I think it was Jenny Brown that put, you know, Jason and I together, and it just so happens he lived 24 miles away, and I would just travel back and forth over the line every Thursday to go to the studio, and I record songs like If the Lovin's Nice, This Morning, You Never Miss Your Well Till Your Water Runs Dry. I mean, with him, and Lord knows that dude is super, super talented. He's working with the likes of Shirley Caesar, who's definitely one of my influences. You know, I left out all my gospel influences. God, I got to put those in there. Shirley Caesar, Sam Cooke, and the Soul Stirrers, Mighty Clouds of Joy, the Clark Sisters, people that I actually... you know, Shirley Caesar, people that I was around as a child in person, people that I actually saw, you know, on a pulpit singing or preaching. I was around these people, and I was afforded that opportunity as a little girl. And I'm telling you, I would never take any of this for granted, you know, never take this for granted. And I, to my dying day, I'm always going to shout these people out. I'm always going to give them credit because if it wasn't for, you know, Jimmy Brown introducing me to Bobby Hinton, if it wasn't for, you know, the person that introduced me, I still, like I said, I think it was Jimmy Brown, I'm not really sure, they introduced me to Jason Martin, you know, out of Eden, North Carolina, you know. If it wasn't for these people, I wouldn't be where I am today because I learned a lot from them. I was able to record, but, they taught me a lot along the way to get to, so by the time I got to Atlanta, I pretty much, you know, I'm not going to say was a pro, I was semi-pro, but then I just became a pro throughout the years working with, you know, people like School Baby Productions, Russell School Moore, working, I've done a song with Bone Crusher back in 2005, working with K-Swab and On Fire Productions, working with Dewan Hannon and Playtown USA, working with Dewan Boyd and Rabbit Productions, and just working with the artists and that I've worked with, Most Valuable Mac, who is my favorite artist to work with right now. We got, like, what, 3 or 4 songs together right now, even as we speak. So, you know, those are things I'm never going to take for granted. I'm never going to forget these people. And like I said, you know, I think about these things and I get emotional. You know, I get emotional because I did get my start in my home. I didn't get my start here in Atlanta, y'all. Don't think for one second that I came here and got my start here. No, 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 no. I got my start in North Carolina, in my home state. Now, did I blow up Chuwait there? No. But it's not where you blow up Chuwait at. It's not where you blow up at. It's where you start from. You know what?
I was getting ready to say the exact same thing. You know, one group of people that's more important than the people that you stand with now is who helped you stand in the first place. You feel what I'm saying? That's one thing I respect about everything you're saying, because it's like, yeah, it's big and it's honorable to acknowledge who you with now or who stands with you now, but to look back and acknowledge who helped you stand, you know what I'm saying? Who helped acknowledge Emmy? That's major. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't look at it like that. It's not about where you are. It's where you know what I'm saying, where you had to go to get there.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Ty, definitely stick around. I'm about to play a couple more songs here. I'm about to get into Story of a Broken Heart with Stephanie K, play a couple songs. We're going to come back, you know, and talk some more. You know, the show is just about over, but we're going to talk a little bit more. And, you know, Ty, stick around. I appreciate you calling in. You know, it's love, baby. No doubt, no doubt.
never been the same.
I was moving in the spring, top down, riding through the streets, sliding to the beat. Got my man sitting next to me, rubbing on my knee, feeling kind of sweet, yeah.
They say the ladies are ashamed.
That's me, crazy with my friends, out for fun again, looking for a place to dance. Want a little romance, take me by the hand, you can be my man. Wanna run away, we can.
They don't abuse it.
I promise to be nice.
Never gonna lose.
What she say?
Yes, y'all. Yes, yes, yes. We are back, Emphatic Wednesday, with me, yours truly, M the Queen. I am her and she is me. Yo, that we just played Story of a Broken Heart, Stephanie K, Spain with who's by Legacy. Also Sound Sexy, Dude and Them, some really hot joints. Like I said, y'all, we support our local come up, Unsigned, an underground artist show. Man, we got Ty. We still got Big Ty. I don't even call him Big Ty. He's no longer Little Ty. His father's Little Ty. He's Big Ty now. Calling in from Lewisburg, North Carolina. That's definitely, part of home, a neighboring town, but that's still home regardless. And, we talked about our topic today, what made you love music? What made you fall in love with music? And who are the artists that made you fall in love with music? No doubt. Yo, this show is about to come to an end. Just know that next up we got BMO Slim. We got the BMO Slim Experience. So definitely if you want to experience some BMO Slim, who is live and direct and off the chain with it, definitely tune in at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time at the Emphatic Show. Also, you underground unsigned artists, y'all need that airplay. Y'all, I know y'all here doing shows. Some might be doing shows. Some might not be doing shows. There's artists out here just doing, putting out videos with no promo or just putting out pictures just to say they're an artist but ain't really doing nothing, to get themselves out there. Definitely you need the airplay. Regardless of what you think, regardless of what your manager is telling you, you definitely need to get on somebody's, definitely a blog talk. I don't care what kind of show. If you got to pay a little something to get on an underground show, do that. That's definitely an investment into your career. Just know that. So if you want to get on my show, if you want your music played on my show, and if you actually want to, just come on my show and get interviewed and be my guest, definitely send your music, your bio, and a couple pics to music@lawlessradio.com. Once again, that's music@lawlessradio.com. So definitely, invest in yourself and let us help you. We want to show you love and definitely show us love back. And also, Lawless Entertainment Magazine, the July feature is out right now. Out right now, and guess what, guys? I made front page. My featured article, Remembering Ruby Dee, was the featured article, and I'm just so proud of that. I mean, I learned that information or that good news the morning of last week, Emphatic Wednesday show. So I'm definitely proud of that. Definitely proud of that. So, y'all, definitely, Lawless Entertainment, we're doing big things, not just the radio. Our Lawless Entertainment Magazine, we have, jump leaps and bounds as far as our readership. I mean, we went from one number and we just blasted off. You wouldn't even believe the percentage, of an increase of readers that we have. And even with the shows, Not only do we have Emphatic Show, which is me, we have Grit Grind Friday with T.L. Lewis, the chairman, who is also CEO. We also have Bucking Off on Thursday nights with Buck. We also have Dr. Passion on Monday nights before me with Lene Buckhalter. We also have Lawless After Dark with Mel Lawless. So, you know, definitely check out all our shows, you know. We send out itineraries every week, you know, on Facebook, on Twitter, on LinkedIn, all the social, you know, the major social media sites. We definitely plug in and let you know, when our shows come on and what's going on with Lawless. I'm about to bring Big Ty in. I ain't going to say Little Ty. I'm about to bring Big Ty in. Ty, you got any shout-outs you want to give out tonight?
Shout out to everybody that's not letting go of the dream, man. Like, simply put, you know, been listening to a lot of artists I never heard before. And just, I just say shout out to everybody. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody just not losing sight of where they want to go.
Absolutely, no doubt. That's simple enough, and that covers a lot. You know, that he's right about that. You know, don't follow your dreams. Don't chase your dreams. Get ahead of your dreams. Dream it, and then just go ahead and live it. Because if you continue to dream, that's exactly what you're going to do. You're going to be asleep. We're going to sleep on you, too. So just, you know, just get out there and live your dreams. You know, dream it. You know, conceive it. You know, make some plans. So, you know, carry out your plans. Produce your plans. Whatever it is, whether it's music, whether it's a business, whatever it is, but definitely, you know, live out your dreams. Yo, like I said, we have come to the end of this show. I definitely appreciate JB calling in, you know, from Georgia, but he's actually from Eastern North Carolina just like I am, and I really appreciate Ty calling in from Lewisburg, North Carolina, you know, showing love. I really appreciate that, you know, no doubt. You know, things like this just makes me, it makes my heart so warm and so full, and it makes me even more humble, and I should be more humble. I should strive to be more humble every day and also strive to become even bigger and better and greater than I am, you know, than I was yesterday, you know, and wake up, you know, wanting to just do better every morning, you know. Y'all, at the end of the day, I am M, the queen of Afro pop. And also a singer and songwriter. So if you want to check out my music, you go to my Reverb page, which is Reverb/ME, which is spelled E-M-E-E. Also, you can check out my music on SoundCloud /E-M. Well, actually, I changed it M because, you know, I did a Diddy beginning of the year. I'm M. I'm no longer M-E, although my tattoos say it, M-E, but I'm M, the queen of Afro pop. So you can check out my SoundCloud page. It's M-Q-O-A-P, which y'all know stands for queen of Afro pop. If you want to become my supporter, fan, I don't like the word fan, but if you want to become my supporter or become an emphatic, go to my Facebook page /... M-E, queen of Afro pop. They wouldn't let me change that because they said I changed it too many times. So I had a time, you know, I had time limits, and you know, or too many times that I could. It's only so many times you can do that. So the bottom line, they wouldn't let me change it to M, queen of Afro pop, and that's all good because everything else is on my brand. So you know who I am. Also, if you want to tweet me, you tweet me at queen of Afro pop in all caps. At Queen of Afro Pop, and if you want to IG me, Instagram me, look at me, you know, check out how big my booty is growing, yo, and how small my waist is getting, you know, go to my Instagram page, which is M_QueenOfAfroPop. Yo, it's been an exciting Emphatic Wednesday. This was a really good show. This is my fourth show, and I can say I really enjoyed it thoroughly, and I'm just so grateful. I'm so proud, you know, to say that this is something that's mine. It's my baby, you know, and definitely, you know, Lawless Entertainment Magazine is coming out next month, you know, the August issue. We're doing this issue called Music Fever. So you artists out there, if you want to get a blurb in the magazine, the website is www.l, lemag.com, which stands for Lawless Entertainment Magazine. If you want to get a blurb and say, you know, what it is, the reason why you love music and the reason why you chose music as your field, the reason why you wanted to be an artist. You know, I've already reached out to a lot of people, and I've gotten commitments, so I can go ahead and get this article done, y'all. Let's go ahead and make this happen. So you know what? Signing off is Lawless. Thank you guys for tuning in. I will see you next Wednesday, and I'm going to take you out with Take 'Em Back with my boy Seneca the Misfit, Be More Stand Up. It's Lawless, and it's emphatic, y'all. See y'all next Wednesday.
Mantra, Seneca. Prophet with logic, y'all know that God is with me. When I am vibing, you others jiving is non-existent. Spit the passion over classics when crapping half of the map a shift. From this vocabulist, I'm not your average kid. I'm from the block with them 90s puffing that greenery. Bullets busting all through your body, changing your scenery. Too smooth like flossing with thick jewels. Been ruled ever since Ice Cube was running with Eazy-E. I killed them non-believers in them coliseums. Let they mama see them in the mausoleum. Mama Leisure, the fly crew. Live and I provide you the rhyme too. Party banging, I'ma slide through like a visa, diva. How I explain it, home of the ravens, embracing the flame of dead on the pavement is how I leave ya. Good, bring it, the essence from dope slinging. I rep it with those bangers, no question, I come to see ya. No disrespect, but we tired of you same old. Stopping me, I don't think so. Take it back like defiant, flooding my neck with diamonds to bless like I step with Gandhi. Some others recognize me, my records is jeopardizing. Impressed with the message rhyming, your posse's a bunch of zombies. I got the hood behind me, my homies is quick to snatch you, then visit and blitz you, leave you twisted like a triple axle. Got the emphasis, you have witnessed the infamous. Spinning lava to fire you, it's hotter, change up your temperature. Y'all know Seneca's deeper than Machiavelli. Adversary, smoke them like Buddha and zigzag the Phillies. Sack a half a milli whenever I pack a building. Fading them haters that's frontin'. They know they had to feel me and hear me to capture like directors with the actors filming. They happen and start yapping, I just grab them and smack them silly. Rather be humble driven than be on the road to riches, selling out just to get paper. Take them back like ripping the razor pistol, I'm flipping the way I give you the streets and it stays official. My people, they play position, wait for the signal that I give them. Let the razor split ya. We not suburbians, we coming out of murderland. Swerving to burn a man, he deserved to cut off his other hand. Homies is hustling, shuffling to the customers. Cops rushing these brothers and snitches, is trying to turn them in. Some type of cat, you find them bleeding, aiming gats like they quarterbacks. Have them catching borders like they ride receivers. Take them back like Jerusalem, times of Jesus. For the bottle popping, body rocking down. The divas, like the kingpin with pride, got supply the region. On these streets, never sleep, that's a sign of weakness. People heard me say I'm lacing the track. It's all factual, something natural. Take them back like